Okay, we are continuing Perek Dalet, and we are in Ois Hey, which will be, and we started the first bit of it last week, so we'll be on page Resh Beis. And we're going to be page Resh Beis, and we're going to be in the paragraph that starts V'gam Me'inyan Zeh, the second line that says V'zeh. It's interesting how each version sets up the paragraphs different. You know, what's the beginning of a paragraph, what's the end of the paragraph. In my one over here, that's line V'gam Me'inyan is from the last paragraph, and the new paragraph starts at V'zeh. They split it. I don't know who split these things up like that. However you understood it. But okay. They also actually have it the way I have it. So let's start from the word vizet. So basically, we did a little bit of this paragraph last time, but we will start it again. So the last, and this is going to be the last part and piece here of at least the first pasuk of Shema that we've been discussing for a very long time. And that is that the Ramchal here has said in Ois Hey that one of the Tnoi HaMitzvah of parts of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema and of declaring Hashem Echad is that a person has to be ready in his mind to give up his life Al Kiddush Hashem. And if a person is really Goymer B'daitoi, that he's ready to accept on himself to give up his life Al Kiddush Hashem, and he said even to go through some Yisurim, some torture and pain and afflictions, Al Kiddush Hashem. So if he really means that, it's Ki'ilu, he actually did it, B'payel, he actually did it in action. And through that Kiddush Hashem, that's the first line of the paragraph that you have, V'gam me'inyin zeh yaitzis told us g'daylois l'tayeles habri l'tikun haklal. That from this also goes out this Mesiras Nefesh that Klal Yisrael has by willing to give up their lives al Kiddush Hashem, ki alecha hiragnu kol hayom. We said last week, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and to Rashba, we were killed for you every single day, we say in Tehillim, is referring to being goymer b'daitoi, that he's willing to give up his life al Kiddush Hashem. And that causes unbelievable ramifications and rectifications in the Bria and Tikkun HaKlal and the Tikkun of mankind. So now, v'zeh. And he explains how this works. Shemisidri achachma al yoyne banivram imitziyuseyam. That the system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up regarding nivroim, created beings, umitziyuseyam, and their existence, hu sheyimatzu hanimtzoyim kulam b'madrega yadua. The thing is like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed and has decided that everything will exist on a certain madrega, on a certain level. What is that? Mashashira hakachma yaina, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brilliance, his wisdom, decided. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu has seen fit that will work in the world and in its situation. What does that mean to say? Uchlal hamadrega hazois. What does this mean? This level in general means he madrega noisenes makoim lachoishech lehimatzei. It's a level that there is the potential for darkness to be found, vilatuma liispashate, and for tuma to spread out, vilifal, and be active. Meaning to say, things cannot exist and the world doesn't exist or wasn't created at its baseline to exist in a way that there's so much Gilui Shechina and so obvious of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Kedusha in the world, that there's no room at all for Tumah, for darkness, for Averas, because then there wouldn't be any Bechira. There has to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that we, through our choices, should bring, like we've been saying all time, we activate, we initiate, we bring Kedusha to the world. At the same time, we also have a choice. If we choose wrong, we could aid the spread of Tumah as well. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed things in a certain madrega, in a certain place, that a certain level, that the possibility is there for Chayshech to be found and for Tumah to spread. Amnon calls that Bashir Naida. So again, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would give us too much of a Shefa of Kedusha, so then the Ra, the evil, the bad, would not have any place to be able to work. It can't work if there's too much Kedusha. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu had too little Kedusha, then the Tumah would be too strong. We wouldn't be able to overcome it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his Chachma El Yoyino, has an exact amount that he decided the baseline is for each and everything that exists and the world as a whole, in order that we should have Bechira. Now, this he points out, and this is not, maybe, I'm not sure how integral it is to the understanding here, but he just points out, Amnon Kolze Bashir Noida, even this only has a shear to it, it has clear limits. Dehainu, Shelo Yimotze HaChoshech, there's still a level. Everything is here is really controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we've been saying. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So although HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allowed Chayshech, darkness, to be found in places, he has allowed Tumah to spread out based on what's going on in the world and how we're choosing and acting, however, everything has a limit to it. The Chayshech, the darkness, and the Tumah cannot be so far, it will never come to a point that it will be Metameh La'olam Legamri. It will entirely be Metameh, make the whole world impure, V'yiskalkalu Abriyas, and totally ruin and corrupt everything that was in creation. Shim hayo hadavar magia lezeh, because if that was possible, hayutzrichim kulon lipaser v'limachis. At that point, it's like a point of no return. It's a point of no return, so you have to destroy everything and erase everything. Kimo shekara bizman hamabel. That really happened once. It did happen. And that was in the days of the Mabel. And after that, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I made a bris that there's going to be no more Mabul, he put into the Bria that there's these steps. The Tumah could only go so far.
So why did he have to take them out of the shrine before they hit the Nun Shari Tumah?
No, people can make it, but the world won't make it. Now, that the entire world will be so corrupted that it'll come to a point, but you could get to a point of Nun, right, or Klal Yisrael at that point, yeah? So what's the shear? The shear is it goes as far as not ruining the entire world. That's how far to the degree that Tumah could spread. So what is this baseline level that he's saying? He's saying that things remain chol, they remain chol, they're mundane, v'loy kodesh, they're not kodesh. Chashuchim v'loy behirim. They're dark, v'loy behirim, and they're not clear. So what he means to say here is that everything, like we said, is at a baseline that there's room for growth. There's not too much Kedusha, that would be a problem. There's not too much Tumah, because that would be a problem. We're in a matzav of chol, and Reb Chaim Freelander explains that there's three types of situations. There's mitzvahs, those are things that we have to do. There are isurim, those are things we're not allowed to do. And then there's things that are mutarim. Mutarim is like, they're chol. They're not here, they're not there. You could do it, but you don't have to do it. But you're allowed to do it. Those things are what we are supposed to use to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Infuse those things with Kedusha, and that tips the scales towards Kedusha. If we take the Dvarim Shel Chol and we use them for Tumah and for Ra, so then it goes the other way. So this is the balance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the entire Bria with. Again, because he wants us to perfect the Bria. He wants us to bring the Bria Lishlei Musay. V'nei, Sidra, Shezois Tia Madregosam Harishoynes V'Ikaris. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that this baseline that he made, that's going to be its first level and its basic level. It's basic level for all the things. Now, everything has that baseline level. We don't know exactly what that is, but that's what we know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the entire Bria on this baseline. It could go here, and it could go there. Amnam, Shebederech Teisefes Timotze Vam He'ara Me'ula Vashboas Yekar, which means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's has arranged that it's possible in them, Timotze Vam, Ha'ara Me'ula. There's a light, there's an illumination. Vashboas Yekar. How does he translate Hashboas Yekar here? A noble Hashba. Yis'alu boy min ha-madrego ha-shfeilo ha-zois, bi-agia li-bruim, inyin kodesh u-vehirus ma-sharoi sh-agia lem l-fi olam-azeh. Which is what we're saying, that if a person infuses these things with Kedusha, these things all have the potential and the opportunity in them, a toisefes, an addition of Kedusha that will yis'aluva min ha-madrega ha-shvela ha-zois. They'll be elevated from this baseline low level, v'yagia lebruyim in yankayidush uvehirus. And these things then will get a certain Kedusha and a certain clarity, ma-sharoi sh'agia lem l'fi olam hazeh. Now it's only to a certain amount. You can't get to Olam Haba in things in this world. In other words, even the Tosefes, the addition, is only an addition that's possible for a person to experience in Olam Hazeh. If you're going to make it beyond Olam Hazeh, you're in Olam Haba, you're in Gan Eden, it's a different world. But everything has the potential to reach the pinnacle of how much Kedusha Shayach is possible in this world. All of these things have an exact amount to them. With unbelievable wisdom, everything has its gvul. Everything has its limits. It's an exact cheshbon. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided each thing exactly what its baseline should be. And even this, even in the baselines of everything, is different. Meaning, the baseline of a person is not like the baseline of a malach. The baseline of a Jew is not the baseline of a guy. That's just in people and things like that. And everything has its baseline and is divided into all different madregas. And then there's what each thing gains when you do Kedusha. What one person gains, or what one chelik of the Bria gains through an infusion of Kedusha, is not necessarily the same amount that another thing gains. Everything has, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chachma of what's the baseline and what's the perfection of each and every nekuda in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon. V'chein sheiru hazmanin. And then it's not only just the people, there's different times as well. Meaning to say, there's certain types of Tosefes Kedusha, adding on of Kedusha, that's dependent on a person's actions. What he chooses to do with this thing. Does he choose to use it for Kedusha? Does he choose it for Ra? Does he choose to use it for Chol? Just leave it as is. A person has the Bechira to take Olam Hazeh and infuse it with Kedusha, infuse it with Tumah, or leave it baseline. Then there's the way to infuse Kedusha into things that are not dependent on a person's actions. It's dependent on the Zman. Different times, for example, on Shabbos. On Shabbos, a person has a Nesham Yisera. That's a Tosefes Kedusha that a person gets only has on Shabbos that gives him the ability to grow on Shabbos. Certain times of the year. Rav Chaim Friedler says an interesting thing. He says, there's times that have less of a hashba of Kedusha. He says, Kedugmas Yemei Bein HaMitzarim, like the 3 weeks, which is interesting because in the Bali Musa, they're very busy that Adarabi, you could get so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the 3 weeks, etc. and etc. He's saying there's really it's a time of less Kedusha in those days. There's days of Tosefes Kedusha, and there's days of of less kedusha, which means to say the opportunity to grow and infuse yourself and whatever else happens on that day with kedusha is an entirely different level than a different day. When a person eats on Shabbos and the food that he has on Shabbos, right, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, it sounds like a chassidish thing, but it's a Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, Moshe the Magen Avraham, that a person is supposed to say when he prepares his food, the covet Shabbos, and infuses kedusha into the food. So when you eat the food on Shabbos, it's entirely different eating. When you eat food on a weekday, and you have in mind you want to serve Hashem, and you make a bracha, and you bench properly, all those things also infuse that food with kedusha. But Shabbos is a different level, Yontif is a different level, so on and so forth. There are things that are Tali only in our Avaida, and then there are things that are Tali in the days and how we use out those days. Later on in this chelik, when we get to the different days, and some of this we saw last year whenever we learned the Sefer Shari Avaida, which in certain points over there he quoted the Ramchal, we saw it inside this in this Chelek Dalet, Nagiat to Shabbos and different things, how you see the Skulas Hazman, what happens in those times and what opportunities you have during those times. So now, what does it have to do with us? What does it have to do with us? So says he says as follows, there's a Paladika thing. V'hinei, b'chol yoyim v'yoyim tzorach she'yischadesh hashpoh v'ara b'nivroim, every single day there has to be a new hashpah and a new light in the world, in creations, shetale oisa min hamadrega hashfala hashroshes bohem, that will elevate them from that baseline level, v'yitein bohem kiddush uvehirus k'maisha zacharnu, and will infuse them with kedusha. Which means to say, every single day is really a chelek, is a piece of a puzzle that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Bria. Like we said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moving the Bria, creation, with a plan. He's moving it towards a place of perfection. That's where it's going. We're on the road, on the track somewhere. And every day is a chelek. And every day it's necessary to infuse the Bria, creation, with Kedusha, towards as we go level by level up to where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to go. And he's saying this is necessary every single day for this to happen. V'ulam, Sidra HaChachma Yoyna Mitzius Ha'ara Azois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged with his Chachma this light, this illumination. What is this illumination? What's this Kedusha? HaMizchazekes U'maveres HaChoyshech Shalayilam. This illumination overcomes and removes the darkness of the world. Umakberes boy uvivruav hayokar vahamaila vakdusha shezacharnu. And this illumination, this adarab, it strengthens the kedusha and the mailas and everything, all the elevation that there is in the world that we've explained till now. That's what this kedusha does. Vitalsa hemshecha b'maisa tachtoinim. But where does it come from? This kedusha, as we said, is initiated by us, by the people in this world. Kishar kal hashbayis v'atikunim. Like all other hashbayis. In the first chelik, the Ramchal talked about when you say the shame of Hashem, it brings down a certain shefa. We had earlier in this chelik, when you learn Torah, you bring down a certain shefa. So now, this shefa that we're about to say, and he's saying that this is a shefa that is necessary every single day to elevate from the baseline of creation, what its baseline is, and to elevate it and add kedusha to it. What is that? That's Tully in this, what we're saying right now. What is that? So how do you do it? So which button do you push? How do you bring this hashbah? Vamna hamaisa asher tala boy. So Hashem said, this is necessary every single day. So what action is every single day that does this? Hu misaris adam es nafsha al kiddush shmo yisbarach. Giving up your life al kiddush Hashem, that activates and initiates and brings down the hashbah of kedusha that is integral every single day in the Bria. Begam b'zei yesh madregas. I said, one second. Every day we need this? Every day we need this? No, we saw in second. There's Madregas to Kiddush Hashem. Ki ha-mesira shi'im sar adam atzma ha-kiddush Hashem b'poyal. If you actually give up your life ha-kiddush Hashem, yamshich ha-ora g'dayla v'chazaka ma'ayin. It'll bring an unbelievable light, strong light. V'yisakin b'briya tikkun atzom, and it's going to make unbelievable rectifications in the briya. V'yarbibo ha-kiddush v'abihirus ribu gadol. It's going to bring sanctification and clarity in an unbelievable way. And in fact, he brings down here, he says an unbelievable thing. Reb Chaim Friedlander says that therefore, it was necessary in the beginning of our galus that there should be such a kiddush Hashem that will bring such a hashbah to the world, that even in our dark galus that we're in, which is very dark, 2,000 years of galus, of darkness, how are we even able to make it? Why is there any hope even for us? It's so dark. The answer is there was such a shefa of kedusha that was put into the world, that as dark as it's getting, we're never in oblivion. There always is that kedusha that's already watering it down. What was that kiddush Hashem? That was the Asara Haruge Malchus. The Asara Haruge Malchus made such a kiddush Hashem in the world that we're still living off that kiddush Hashem. The tikkunim that they made in this world was a tikkun that is going to stick with us through all our times in the galus. And that's the pshat. We find the concept of a tzaddik. Tzaddik sometimes suffers for the klal. And miyuchud, when he suffers, inyan of mesiras nefesh bepayel, and sometimes just suffering, but sometimes it's actually giving up his life. That's what it means, he's giving it over for the klal. It means to say what he's doing there is giving out a shefa of kedusha that the rest of the world is going to be able to live and enjoy his shefa, because it's counteracting that galus. So that, he says, so that's giving up life al kiddush Hashem. That's an unbelievable thing. But v'amasira v'machshava, what are we talking about? We're talking about in our minds, like we said last week and in the beginning of today. In our minds, deciding the hainu bigmar beliba limasar uchamaisha zacharnu yamshiv chanken hashpa mimin hashpa azayis. You're also able to bring down the hashpa that's caused by kiddush Hashem. Elishalaitia kol kach atzuma. Even though last week he said it's kilu you did it b'payo. Kilu still only kilu. It's as if you did it. It's only kilu. So he's saying it brings ashba. It brings this ashba, but not as strong as actually giving up your life. However, what's necessary daily? How much is really necessary daily to keep this world going on the path that it needs to go? The amount that's necessary to be renewed and happen every single day, the shefa that's brought down through in your minds being willing to give up your life, HaKiddush Hashem, that's all that's necessary for the world to continue. Now, and that happens when we say Shema twice a day. And what emerges from it is bringing down this clarity and this holiness in the whole Bria, gives it a little bit of an elevation from the mundane and the darkness that it has in it, in its baseline level, like we said, is necessary for it. It's necessary for it, so we should be able to perfect it. Every day, a little bit more is brought up from its baseline through Kiddush Hashem, through giving up our lives on Kiddush Hashem. And it's an interesting thing that that's the piece that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose every day to be mechayev us to do, to bring down the Hashbah, is to be willing to be Moiser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. And the reason is, and one of the reasons is at least, is because as we explained, that part of yichud, of understanding, is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to be mevatel yourself entirely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no greater bittel of a person's self than when he's mevatel himself. He doesn't exist anymore, because he gave up his life. The Kotzker, Zechariah Levracha, Yartzei was Monday, Tuesday, one day this week, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Epsaloshan, Anoichi Oimed Bein Hashem Uveinechem. And Klai Yisrael didn't want to, later on in Devarim, it's like, yeah, this week's Parsha, but they said, last week's Parsha, they said, Dabar Atayimonu V'nishma, it's too much for us. So he said, Anoichi Oimed Bein Hashem Uveinechem. So the Kotzki used to say, B'derech Drush, Anaychi, when a person's anaychiest himself, that's what's Aymeh ben Hashem ben Eichem. That's the problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't get to this world when there's people in the way, right? A person is a Balgaiba, he's Doichik Raglei Hashchina. A person has to be Mevatel himself. So when a person is totally Mevatel himself, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashbah and Shechina and his Yichud is shown more in the world. So that the Ramchal is telling us is the concept of willing to be Meister Nefesh Al Kiddush Hashem is necessary. It's something that's necessary daily in the Bria to go from baseline to a little bit of an elevation. Let's just finish off Ois Vav, because this really finishes the Inyan here of the first Pasuk of Shema, and next week we'll be moving on to Baruch Shem. Nimsa klal inyan pasuk rishon shel shmahu. So what is now the wrap up, the klal of the first pasuk of Shema, the first pasuk of Shmahu, ha'edus. First of all, there is testimony v'ha'ida and the acknowledgement b'yichuda yisbarach of Hashem's oneness b'chol avchanoisav in all aspects. In other words, this includes everything he said in the beginning. Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only intrinsically absolute existence. He's Mechayev es HaMetzias. He is the only true power, as we said. Everything gets their power from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. The world's going on a plan. Those were the first three nekudos of Hashem Echad. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayev es HaMetzias. He's the Kayach of everything. And number two, he has a plan. Then there was Kabbalas Oma Chusai V'Hamlichei Al Kol Abruim Kulam, and that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this relationship with him, and he said, we're Mekabel Oma Chushamayim on ourselves and on the entire world. And the fifth one is V'Gomer B'Daitenu Limasa Al Kiddush Shamay, that we have in we resolve to give up our lives Al Kiddush Hashem. Betoldus kolzeh. What's the result when you have these five things in mind? That's what you know. The minig is that you cover your eyes. Baruch Atah Hashem Shulchan Aruch. You cover your eyes when you say Shema Yisrael. You cover your eyes. So not everyone holds. You have to put your hand over your eyes. Many Rishonim say you just have to close your eyes. As long as you close your eyes. So Rav Yashiv had a minig that he would only cover his eyes by the word Echad or by Hashem Echad at the end. In other words, he would close his eyes, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. However, by Hashem Echad, which he said needs the most kavana in the pasuk, there it's not enough to close your eyes. Again, you close your eyes, so you should block everything out, and you should be able to have kavana. That's the pasuk shad. Al pi drush, they say, because you close your eyes, you don't see anything. It's kilu, you're giving yourself over to Hashem's, and you have no understanding in the world. But the pasuk shad is because you have to be mechaven. It's kavana is ma'akev in the first pasuk of Krishma. If you're not mechaven, you have to say it over again. Can't be mekabel malchus shemayim if you don't know what you mean mekabel. So you have to close your eyes to have kavana. But he said by Hashem Echad, you have to have the most kavana. It's not enough to close your eyes. There you got to cover your eyes. So here we're seeing Hashem Echad, you have to have, it takes maybe 2-3 seconds to have in mind all five things. It's very simple. Hashem is mechayev es hametzias. He is the balakoyach kula. He's the power of everything. The world is on a track somewhere. We're mekabel his malchus. And we're willing to give up our lives al kiddush Hashem. Betoldus kolzeh. What's the result? Hayoyso adon baruch hu machzik memshelas yichudei al kol abriya. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will strengthen his yichud. If we initiate it, we let him in, it'll become stronger. V'kana v'shtabit kaychas hara. The more hashbah there is, so then all of evil becomes subjugated and humbled. Vizchazik atoy, vizgaber, and then the good is strengthened and becomes stronger. Vihimatzo yisborach labriyo shetitaloi boy vitzishtamish lemusoi. And that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes himself available to the Briya. Shetitaloi boy, they should depend on him. And they will become perfect through his perfection. As we said, when the more you connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect, the more perfect you become. And then when that happens, you bring a Shefa that elevates the entire Bria to the amount that's necessary to keep it going. And it'll give a clarity and a holiness according to the amount that is suitable depending on what we did. And that, says the Ramchal, is what the first pasuk of Kriya Shema is all about. It includes these five things, and it brings down such a shefa to the world, an ilui to the world, and if a person is able to do that, we are giving a kiyum to the world, and we're bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to this world, and we'll Be'ez Hashem continue next.